Wing TV with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Please be seated. Court is now in session. Today, we will continue with the people's case against the United States federal government in regard to the events of September 11, 2001 at the World Trade Center towers in New York City. Let us proceed with the closing argument by Victor Thorne of Wing TV.
Thank you, Your Honor. In the opening statement of this trial, Lisa Giuliani asked our jury if the truth mattered. And in my book, 9/11 on Trial, I also said that if the search for truth and justice in regard to 9/11 didn't matter to people, then what in God's name did? This was undoubtedly the most dramatic and traumatic event in the history of this nation, and its far-reaching effects still impact us today. Lastly, I will add that the preponderance of scientific evidence presented in this trial was so overwhelming that the government's official version of events has now crumbled like a house of cards. Now that you've heard the testimony of 18 witnesses, plus one article and also the letter from Kevin Ryan, I would like to briefly review what we've heard in this trial. First of all, physical evidence at ground zero, a crime scene whose integrity should have been painstakingly preserved, was deliberately and immediately destroyed with blatant disregard. Secondly, the World Trade Center's extremely strong design was intentionally distorted by official sources to make it appear flimsy and weak. Thirdly, FEMA revealed that the World Trade Center's design was far superior to all structural and fire maximum code requirements. Fourth, the government's own experts concluded that the impact from two jetliners which struck the Twin Towers was insignificant in toppling them. Fifth, mathematical formulas prove that the World Trade Center towers were able to withstand damage from the impact of a Boeing 767. Jet fuel, number six, jet fuel from the crashing airliners completely burned off within 1 to 2 minutes after impact, and the subsequent fires did not spread throughout the towers, and they actually diminished in size over time. Seventh, there is scientific proof that the maximum temperature of burning jet fuel cannot melt construction-grade steel. Eighth, there is scientific proof that the melting point of construction-grade steel is nearly double the maximum temperature of burning jet fuel. Ninth, FEMA admitted that the towers burned at temperatures well below that of a typical office fire. Tenth, firefighter audio tapes prove that the World Trade Center fires were contained and manageable. 11th, FEMA admitted that the burning jet fuel could not initiate structural damage within the towers. 12th, scientific proof that burning jet fuel could not raise temperatures on the floors where they were burning above a temperature of 536 degrees Fahrenheit. 13th, MIT professor Thomas Eagar admitted that steel only collapses after losing 80% of its strength, which can only be reached at temperatures above 1300 degrees Fahrenheit. 14th, there is scientific proof that the wrong tower, the South Tower, inexplicably fell first. 15th, using the laws of physics, we showed the impossibility of how an asymmetric collapse could suddenly become symmetric in a naturally occurring way. 16th, scientific proof. There is scientific proof that fire is nearly three times more intense than those at the World Trade Center towers were incapable of collapsing steel-framed buildings. 17th, 425,000 cubic tons of concrete were pulverized to a fine microscopic dust. Why? 18th, There is scientific proof that despite collectively weighing 1 billion pounds, the World Trade Center towers fell in a nearly zero resistance gravity free fall. 19. There is seismographic data that proves that huge spikes were registered before the towers fell, not when they hit the ground. And finally, there is proof that molten steel still boiled in the World Trade Center sub-basements, 7 stories below street level, for at least 5 weeks after the 9/11 terror attacks occurred. Ladies and gentlemen, with all of this in mind, think about everything that we've learned from this evidence and how dramatically it differs from the government's official version of events. I hope I'm not too brash in saying this, but somebody is lying. And as we've now proven with a substantial amount of evidence, as opposed to theory, it was physically impossible for the World Trade Center towers to collapse the way the government said they did. Why? Because their version of events blatantly violates the laws of science, the laws of physics, the laws of gravity, and the laws of nature. Please understand that we live in a world where these laws cannot be broken. I'll reiterate this point once again. It was physically impossible for the World Trade Center towers to fall in accordance with the government's official version of events. And now we have proven this using scientific formulas, physics, mathematical equations, and expert testimony. These strong, sturdy, magnificent towers did not simply collapse to the ground due to the impact of 2 jetliners or the insignificant fires created by them. Instead, they were deliberately destroyed. I'll say that again. They were deliberately destroyed by a controlled demolition that was planned well in advance of the morning of September 11, 2001. Ladies and gentlemen, we have proof that the government is lying, and the only conspiracy theory now in existence is the one that they're promoting with their official smokescreen version of events. That's the real conspiracy theory, and it's time we held the bloodthirsty monsters who were behind it accountable for their vile, traitorous deeds. The proof is now before us, and those who demolished the Twin Towers are guilty as sin. Will we allow these evil criminals to keep getting away with what they did, or will we rise en masse and demand justice? As you think about this, I'll leave you with a final quote by Mr. Edmund Burke. All that is required for evil to triumph is if good men do nothing. If we let these monsters get away with the mass murder they committed on the morning of September 11, 2001, our silence will be construed as consent, and these madmen will then be capable of doing anything to us in the future. Is that what you want? Thank you, Your Honor. There will be no more.